this story was taken straight from the comic books.
Yeah.
Well, combine that and Planet Hulk.
And did pretty well, actually. Yeah, that and Planet Hulk. I mean, like, now, granted, they kind of nerfed a bunch of the stuff from the Planet Hulk storyline, yeah, which I can understand, because that's like a series of movies in itself.
There was a gazillion Easter eggs in this thing, which was amazing.
You know, and yeah, that's what I loved. But this was straight up from Ragnarok. Everything from his injuries to what was going on to the whole bit where Odin's talking about Norway could be Asgard. And they actually did what they said they were going to do. This was like a buddy road trip almost. I mean, granted, they didn't go too far, but...
And they killed off everybody. Just
like forged up. Yeah, they did kill everybody off.
Well, except for the girl.
Well, yeah, Sif was in there.
Yeah.
They killed off everyone else.
Yeah.
So how much he got paid for that shit? Was his name Ray Wise? Coming probably for a day, not even a whole day.
Right. That's like a half day shoot. He literally got shot right off of the break when Hela walked through.
Right. So I wonder how much he got paid for that shit just to walk through. Like, hey, I'm here, guys. Oh, and just get stabbed.
So, Jay, the movie wasn't balanced as far as the comedy and everything else?
I won't say it wasn't balanced. It was just too much for me. I'm not saying it's a bad movie. It's not. I enjoyed it, but there were times I'm like, all right, okay. I understand you're trying to liven it up a little bit, but to me, it started feeling like Guardians of the Galaxy. Guardians of the Galaxy, you expect nonstop laughter, or you don't expect it. And to me, there was a lot of things that I was like, it was funny. Not saying it wasn't funny. It was just too much of it.
I was expecting it to be funny, and I was not disappointed by the humor. For me, if it hadn't been as natural, the whole bit with Thor liked Hulk better than he liked Banner, and then him talking, interacting with Banner, with Bruce Banner and stuff, saying he liked him better than the Hulk. It just kind of flowed from the story. I mean, it literally was just pure character development. That was it. And the situation itself wasn't even trying to be Loki being a dick. Thor kind of turning tables on him finally. So, and even in that, this movie kind of made the first two kind of, I don't want to say they made the first two movies presentable or better, but you kind of see where the first two movies were beneficial in that regard. If you hadn't watched those first two movies, would you have gotten a lot of the jokes that were there? Gotten a lot of the scenes that were on?
They definitely used a lot of the past stuff from all the movies. I have jokes in this one when he was in on the Quinjet and he was trying to get it started and he was saying strongest Avenger Thor.
Yeah.
And he was like, damn Stark, and he was like point breaking and started right up.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you know when when Loki saw Hulk and then when he got slammed.
And he was like, yeah, Dad and Phil. And I'm like, all right. So I mean they played well off the past jokes and stuff like that. I think the problem with the first two, and Marvel had this problem early on with origin films, where I don't think they knew how to properly build certain characters. Iron Man worked as an origin film primarily because I think of Robert Downey Jr. Thor fell very short. Even Doctor Strange, to me, I think they tried to recreate some of the Iron Man magic and it just didn't work. And I don't think Marvel's gotten comfortable with, okay, just stick to the storyline of who the person is and just go with it and have faith that you'll make a good movie that people will enjoy and that's going to succeed. They try to do the whole formula thing of, okay, this is what works for a formula. We're going to do this with this franchise and just keep the way running. Thor, they try to be safe with it the first time. Like, okay, let's not go too mystical with it, but let's make it so it's still kind of grounded and human. And this is why I was in New Mexico and all that shit, not really an Asgard.
Right.
And then the second time around, you try to bring all that in and say, okay, well, we know aliens exist. All these other worlds exist. And it still didn't quite work. Thor just had this whole, it was kind of like, okay, really not feeling this at all. And now, like Jay said, like when the trailer came out, the first thing I told someone that I know was it looked like I was watching the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer. So is that what they're trying to go for? And then this one, as much as it's a comedy and I didn't think it would work, it actually worked. Looking at this, they could have from day one just kept it in Asgard and kept it grounded in his environment, in his world. And I think it would have succeeded.
I think in this case, like this is them just saying, okay, let's just go with the actual story that we want to tell. Not try to keep it steep in the formula. Just do what we did with Guardians of the Galaxy. Just let this go where it's going to go. And in this case, Thor Ragnarok was all Asgard. It was took place all in scenes on Earth. Like just the scene where they were looking for Odin.
Yeah. Like they came to Earth, looked for Odin, found him. And then it was right back to him. Yeah, and it was right back. That was funny. That actually worked. That was real funny.
Yeah, that was funny, yeah.
That, and when the girl walked up to Thor talking about, could I take a picture with you? She was like, yeah, I heard you got dumped by Jane. He was like, it wasn't a dump. It was mutual. I dumped her too.
Then the whole resistance thing, and you know, we're part of the resistance. I think they did take a page out of Guardians of the Galaxy, and that's not a bad thing. And I think them switching up and changing the formula was the best thing they could have done for this character.
Well, I agree with you. It's not a bad thing. I just think they just overdid it. If they would have just toned it down a little bit, it would have been perfect. Because Guardians of the Galaxy has a good formula. For them to do that, I mean, they did a good job with it, but it was just overdone. It was overdone.
I agree.
I'm not saying that Chris Hemsworth didn't do a good job in like the comedic timing with him and Tom Hiddleston. They had that camaraderie. They had that connection. They meshed well together. So it worked out, but they could just tone it down. Just 100% take it down to at least 85, 90.
More like 60
the whole
for me.
With the Hulk and the Hulk just being all out of control and stuff. I mean, and that whole thing with them and Asgard and the Hulk, just like, I was thoroughly entertained.
They had to make a change with this franchise. I mean, this franchise, in my opinion, was severely underperforming. I mean, because there's so much depth with his character, they had to do that. I mean, the first two movies, were you really impressed by the first two movies?
No.
Did you really feel that, like, he was a god? I did not feel he was a god. I think
based on the first two, you would look at it and say, Thor is kind of like the Hulk. He's better in a group setting and not by himself.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you get in this movie, and it's like, he's freaking hilarious. He has character. He relates to other people. He was more, humanistic, I guess, if you want to say. Now, mind you, is that a departure from the typical Thor movies we see? Yeah, but you know what? If they continued with the same path that they had, regardless whether Planet Hulk was in it or not, I don't think it would have got anywhere as close as the hype or the amount of money that it made. How much money did it make this weekend?
$427 worldwide.
427
globally.
That
$500 million already.
I mean, that is amazing. I mean, for a Thor franchise, given what it did the first two, I mean, it was an underperforming franchise.
$500 million.
Something different. Whether it used the formula for Guardians of the Galaxy, no, it's not something that we expected it to be. And as far as James saying, like, hey, was it a little bit much? Yeah, it did, but maybe it had to do something different. It had to appeal to the masses, because honestly, Thor 2 came out, I wasn't really excited to see that. Was anyone else excited to see that?
No.
I agree that it did have to make a change. It had to make a change because it was stale.
I like the change.
It was a stale franchise, and I like the change too. But like I said, it was just a little bit too much.
You're saying that it was a little too much comedy, but there was enough gravitas in there as well. Granted, he basically destroyed his home in order to save the people.
Well, and let me just say something. The problem with Thor the Dark World is the director, because Marvel tried to jump on, it was Alan Taylor. So Marvel tried to jump on having a Game of Thrones director do that. And let me tell you some stuff that Alan Taylor has also done. Terminator Genesis.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn, mate. I mean, was it that bad? Calm down. Damn, shit.
It was pretty bad. That movie.
Yeah, that wasn't very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a terrible movie, man.
That wasn't too hot.
Yeah.
And that was also the last movie that he had done.
Oh, so he hasn't recovered from that?
Oh. Nope. He went back to doing more Game of Thrones episodes.
Oh, I mean, he did a good job with Game of Thrones, so.
Yeah, it's just going to take 2 years until the next season.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. I thought the way they introduced the lightening of the tone and the general overall pacing of the movie, like, there wasn't a lull. Just like Mike said, it wasn't a lull anywhere. It hit every beat, transitioned over to each act, just almost flawlessly. You weren't left with any dead air. Like, even the bits with Cate Blanchett and Carl Urban, Scourge and Hela, they were entertaining. I mean, you had Scourge, hey, who's just like down in the dumps. Asgard. Yeah, Carl Urban's character, Scourge, he was kind of built up in the trailers as being something important and stuff. And even in the combos, he's something of a nerd, you know. That was all Carl Urban's character.
The guy was standing in place.
Oh, the executioner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he ended up becoming the executioner. His jokes were actually pretty funny, too.
His goal in life was to matter, to be a hero of Asgard.
Well, his goal was to have a Duke Nukem moment, because that's what happened at the end of the movie.
That was it.
And I was like, this is straight out of Duke Nukem. Yeah.
You know, I just caught on to what you said. Yeah.
He did that in the comics, though, too.
Never heard of him, so.
What did you guys think of Korg?
Korg, the rock guy, his voice was perfect. Who was it?
The director. Taika Waititi.
Oh, really?
He did Korg himself. He did the motion capture and the voice.
Yeah.
Wow, I thought that was Steve Zahn or some shit.
Nope.
No, that was the director.
Oh, that's cool.
I think that was pretty funny. I hope we see more of them, although.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious.
That'd probably be about it.
Definitely. I'm bored with that. Hello? And Punch Resistance. It's just me. And the guy, Doug, was it Doug in the corner?
No, at the end when he was holding Doug, he was like, oh, Doug's dead. I accidentally stepped on him in the battle. And then Doug started breathing and he was like, oh, Doug's alive. Hey.
Hey. Oh, my God. Hey, what's that coming out of the there, Meek? Are those eggs? I hope the eggs, they kind of look like the eggs.
I know.
I'm like, oh, that's disgusting.
I know. He was just sitting right next
to me. What was that part? I had to Loki disappear and stuff in the cell. And he comes running up, die, ghost thing. And you're like, where the heck did that come from?
How did you guys feel about, as far as the villain? Do you think this was a legit villain?
Hella?
Compared to
Hella?
Previous villains?
Hella?
Yeah.
She's a little bit more stronger than other previous Marvel villains, but
in the end,
she's still kind of weak.
I think Kate Blanchett did a great job, for one, because I really didn't think that someone of her stature would come to do a horror. I mean, I said horror movie. I'm sorry.
You say horror?
Hey, man. Anyway.
Got horror
like
on
I said,
brain.
I didn't think that someone of her stature would come to do a comic book movie. And she did a great job as a Hella. I mean, she played that role, man.
She killed it.
I was going to say, honestly, I think this is one of the better villains that Marvel has had. I think partially because pretty much the theory is now, she's going to end up representing death going forward with Thanos and Infinity War and all that.
Oh,
and that's why I think in this movie, I mean, she's the goddess of death. Yes, they did twist the story a little bit, make her Thor's sister and say she's the daughter of Odin to make her more powerful and to make her worthy to have that title. Because I kept saying, well, how are they going to do the Lady Death thing?
Because that was the whole point of him for Infinity Gauntlet, correct?
Right. Because he
that's why I kept bringing it up. Death. I was like, isn't it?
Yep. Disney's got to make sure kids can still see this and kind of gravitate towards it. And I think that's probably how they end up getting Kate Blanchett to come on board was, okay, you're not just going to be in Thor. You'll be going forward. You'll have this bigger role because ultimately Thanos is going to do all this stuff to basically try to get you. And so, because notice her powers, I mean, she was pretty badass in this movie compared to other villains where, I mean, either they have a suit or they say they're bad. But then you're kind of looking like, all right, well, you're not really that bad. I mean, she was basically, like Jay said, she basically showed up to Asgard and started killing everybody off the break. I mean, honestly, some of her fighting scenes are some of the best fighting scenes I've seen in Marvel movies in a while.
Oh, yeah, the whole sword thing? Creating giant swords and just toss them around like they were like...
Yeah, even the way they built her story to say that she used to sit at Odin's side, she was his executioner, that they used to dominate and take over other realms and all that kind of stuff. They've got it set up nicely so that Thanos finally shows up and says, okay, I'm getting these stones. I'm trying to court Lady Death, this and that, or whatever, you know, however they go about it with Infinity War. Watch that and believe, okay, she's worthy of sitting next to his side and vice versa. And not just be some fickle kind of character where you're like, all right, we really doing all this for just to get her?
Ah, okay. That's a good theory.
Did you guys like Goldblum?
I didn't think his character would work out as well as it did.
You said you didn't, or you...
I didn't think he would work as well as he did in this... kind of be like a one and done, like he'd have a couple of scenes and be gone, but he was pretty fucking hilarious.
He just reminded me of Benicio del Toro from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, they're brothers in this realm.
Did not know that, but
yeah, they're related. Now, whether or not they're going to show up together in a future film, I don't know, because it's implied in the post-credit scene that he got killed, but the Collector and the Grandmaster, they're actually brothers. And they're both ancient beings, and that's why both of them are so similar. And Goldblum, honestly, to me, kind of just played himself because he's so eccentric when you see him in person and interviews and everything. Perfect. He's kind of perfect for the role.
He was perfect for that role.
Let's call the tie.
And how about Idris?
Heimdall.
Oh, Heimdall.
Heimdall, yes.
I think he did a good job. I mean, it's better than what he was doing before. It was basically just standing there with a sword and opening up the...
Well, this time he's Morpheus and from The Matrix 2. They go to the little cave.
Morpheus from The Matrix.
Yeah.
He was basically Moses, for real.
Yeah, pretty much.
Moses? I'd have never thought of it like that.
Hey, man.
I like the theory, though.
Trying to get the people to a place of safety. Run away! So...
Did you guys catch all the Easter eggs?
Or I mean, the only thing that I picked up on... Because like I said, I don't know Thor that well, but in the end, I think that was a Nova Corps that stopped him.
Where? In space?
The ship came up in front of him?
No, that's Thanos.
That's Thanos.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you see Beta Ray Bill?
Nova Corps, buddy.
I did see that. That was the one thing I did catch when I first saw
it. Whoa, what the hell was that?
He was one of the statues.
He was on the statues on that tower.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see that.
He was on there. And then I think the funny thing about Tech's ass is that, you know, with the guns, Dez, as in Dez Bryant, and then Troy's and Troy Aikman.
Dallas Cowboys.
I hate the cowgirl, yeah. So I didn't even pick that up.
Or when you combine both of them, they're called Destroy. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
And then the address that was on that card was Doctor Strange's actor.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
He was wearing yellow gloves like he does in the comics.
In the comics, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and at the end of the scene, cover up his hands.
And there were many other ones. Some I just didn't catch. It was interesting. Although I think they missed an attempt to introduce Better Ray Bill, but yeah. I mean, what are you going to do?
Well, I hate the fact that they had him in there to let you know that he is out there.
I don't know what the hell he is. I have no clue what or who he is. I just know he looks like Thor and I don't know. I don't see.
But he was powerful, though.
Yeah.
Was he just a parody character or what?
Was it him and Thor or him or Hulk? He had to do with that storyline.